Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. 2022 has shown us what might be coming. So if you're fed up with everything being so expensive and the threat of a recession hanging over us, it's time to take action. A precious metal IRA uses tax-advantaged gold and silver to keep inflation at bay and give you protection from financial nightmares. And you'll get a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open up a qualifying IRA account this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Thick skin is for more than just protecting you against hurtful wounds. It also helps you keep looking young because aging turns your skin from thick and supple to thin and less elastic. Help fight wrinkles and sagging skin with Multicollagen. Multicollagen helps you improve your skin texture, hydration, skin elasticity. It's made with top 5 most critical research types of collagen that support your skin against wrinkles and sagging skin. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2944, and today's date is December 8th, 2022, and the title of the episode is Those Who Knowingly Broke the Law, Treason Are the Most Vocal, Narrative Control Lost. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they have been showing the people from the very beginning their true agenda. And each step of the way, the people can see more and more. Really, just go back in time a little bit when they announced the Great Reset. We're going to be going into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. What did they start to do? They wanted people locked down. They wanted people in their homes for many, many years. They wanted the global economy shut down. They wanted the supply chains to implode. They wanted the system to come to a screeching halt so the people would suffer and the people would beg for a new system. That was number one. And people completely saw this and they saw what was happening. Actually, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew that this was their playbook. This is why this couldn't happen. This is why the country needed to open up, because with the country open up and people going about their daily lives and people living, people can start to see what's really going on. Now, in the beginning, did people really see what was going on? No, because you need to inflict pain. And I don't mean purposely hurt people, but allow the resident, allow the World Economic Forum, allow the private West Central Bank to do what they do best. If they're going to move forward with their entire plan, what are they going to do? Well, they're going to implement certain things. And as they implement these things, people are going to see the truth, just like what happened out in Canada, where all of a sudden they were freezing people's bank accounts. The world, the people of the world, saw this. And the people said, this is not a good thing. Think about that glitch in PayPal, which turned out not to be a glitch, where they said they were going to fine people $2,500. People saw this and said, this is not a good thing. We can't have this. Then take into account what's happening in the economy. The fuel prices are moving up, and everyone knows it has nothing to do with Putin. It has nothing to do with Ukraine. Everyone understands that the Biden administration is shutting down everything and making the problem a lot worse to bring us into the Green New Deal. People are seeing this and people are saying, well, we can't have this. This is not going to work out. Then take into account where the entire system with inflation that is continually moving up and up and up, people are struggling right now. Now, remember, in the beginning, they told us this was non-existent. It was transitory. It was going to go up, then come right back down, and we have nothing to worry about. Well, that is not the case, because as energy continually moves up and they keep pushing their agenda, inflation is going to move up. Now, with the private West Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, as they try to control all of this, which they're really not trying to do, actually what they're doing is, under the cover story of, oh, we're going to control inflation, they really want to bring the economic system down. That is their whole purpose. And people can see now very, very clearly their true agenda. They're going to shut down bank accounts for those people that are not in line with the deep state, with the World Economic Forum, with the private West Central Bank, and those who are in line with the World Economic Forum, the private West Central Bank, those accounts can stay open. And we can see this very, very clearly, which we'll be discussing in just a moment. But first, look what Biden did with the unions. Now, before the midterms, he promised them that he's going to work with them. He's going to get a great deal. And he did this before the midterms, and we knew it was BS. Then after the midterms, he turned on the union workers, and the people in the union are going, holy crap, what just happened here? But look what Biden, and this is classic Biden, look what he did afterwards. He's using the taxpayers' money to buy them back, to buy their votes, to buy them back. So after Joe Biden angered the unions after signing legislation that prevented a nationwide rail strike, it only gave them one sick day, he's now announcing that there's going to be a $36 billion bailout for the Central States Pension Fund, one of the nation's biggest multi-employer plans. So right now, he's using the taxpayers' money to buy these people back. He screwed them, and now he's trying to buy them back. I think people can see this very, very clearly. This is a payoff. This is classic Joe Biden. And we've seen this before. And is this going to work? Hopefully not. I hope the people can see through this. Because if he screwed you this time, he's going to screw you again in the future. And maybe there won't be taxpayer money to bail out everything. And I think a lot of people are starting to realize this. And as they keep pushing their agenda, people are starting to realize that, yeah, you know something? You're not working for the people. You're working for the deep state players. You're working for the World Economic Forum. You're working for the central bank. That's what you're working for. And you're trying to use our money to pay us off. So we stay quiet. So we vote for you again. That's exactly what he's doing. And this whole Green New Deal thing, that's not working out whatsoever. Even though they're trying to push their plan and they say, okay, now we're moving forward with it. And you can see that, you know, California, they're like the leaders in all of this. And they're trying to push the agenda. And what we're going to see is we're going to see California completely fall apart. Remember, just a couple of months ago, they were telling everyone that they have a problem with electricity and you can't charge your electric car. You're going to have to shut down certain appliances. Their electrical grid cannot support what is going on there. Actually, their whole entire world cannot support what they want to do. It wasn't built for that. And we don't have solar panels. We don't have windmills in place. And even if we did, this still wouldn't support what's going on now in the world, unless you depopulate, unless you tell people you can't travel, unless you tell people you can't own a car, unless you tell people, hey, you have to live in a small little area. Well, that's exactly what they want to do. See, that's the other part of their plan. But look at LA right now. LA buildings, they're going to require to be completely all electric under a policy approved by the city council on December 7th as part of a movement to reduce carbon emissions in the city. Now, the requirement applies to buildings approved after April 1st and affordable housing projects approved after June 1st of next year. So they're not going to allow buildings to have gas heat. They want it all electric. The problem is that their grid cannot support all of this. Just like with what happened in the past summer, where they said, listen, we're having problems with the electric. The grid can't handle everything. So people are going to have to shut certain things down. You can't charge your car. You could charge it during these certain hours and maybe not at all. So what happens when all these buildings that are being built What happens when the grid can't support all of this? This is going to be a complete and utter disaster. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, with everything that we're seeing, they accelerated this plan knowing that none of this is going to be ready, knowing that they will push forward with it because they have no other place to go. And it's going to show the world the truth about the Green New Deal and the Great Reset. And like we said from the very beginning, you could see very, very clearly what their plan is with the central bank digital currency. Yes, it's also hooked to your carbon credits and everything like that, but it's also about control. Think about it. When people came out and they said, hey, we don't believe the elections, we don't believe what's going on here, they shut down people's accounts. Look at Mike Lindell. Look at many other people where they were shut down on PayPal, shut down on Venmo, where they didn't have accounts. Look at the protesters out in Canada where they didn't like what the government was doing in regards to COVID. They froze accounts. But look what they did to Balenciaga. Now, there's a lot of questions about Balenciaga. They've been dealing with child pornography, pedophilia, and the people are outraged by this. Has any banks shut down their accounts? No, not one. And we have Real Boone Cutler on True Social put this out and said, and this is referring to John D., and it says, not a single bank has dropped Balenciaga for putting kids in ads with bondage gear. Multiple banks severed ties with Mike Lindell for putting their reputation at risk. Are you paying attention yet? Now, this is just the beginning, and people are recognizing this. People are seeing this. Actually, there are people that you never thought would come out and be against Balenciaga and what they're doing here. And the people, they're watching this very, very closely because they see now everything that the banks are doing, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, because the veil has been lifted and they can see all now. And as they go down the path, as the central bank, the World Economic Forum continually push their agenda, the people are going to see very, very clearly what they're doing here, who they're for and who they're against. And there's no escaping this. The people now are awake. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they wanted everyone to see this every step of the way. Because in the beginning, a lot of people are saying, well, no, this can't be true. They would never freeze a bank account. They would never close a bank account. That would just be absolutely ridiculous. Now, people are seeing this firsthand, and they're saying, wow, it is possible. They would do these type of things. They'll censor. They'll shut down bank accounts. They will have full control if we allow them to go to bring us into the central bank digital currency. We can't allow this to happen. I mean, how do you get the people to stop the central bank? How do you get the people to push back? Sometimes you need to show them everything. You need to show them the truth. You need to see that. You need the people to see exactly what is happening. And that is what is happening right now. People now are experiencing it. It's not just talk. It's not just conspiracy theory. It's not just, hey, someday this might happen. It is happening right in front of our eyes. Just like what's happening with the economy. Now, in the beginning of the pandemic, people were shut down. Businesses were shut down. People were kept in their homes and people weren't spending like they were spending before. So what did people do? Well, as they got their check, they just kept it in the bank and their savings moved up and up and up and up because they weren't traveling to work. They weren't paying for gas. They weren't going out to eat. They weren't doing all these things that they normally do, go to the movies and things like that. So what happens was the savings started to increase. Well, those days are over right now because now people are back out. People are doing their everyday business and inflation is hitting. Fuel costs are moving up. Wages are not keeping up with inflation. And people have gone through their savings now and they are now relying on credit. And remember, this is something the central bank wants. They want everyone in debt. Their system, their product is debt, and that's how they control the people. Now, if you really look, you can see what's happening right now. The people now are relying on credit cards. The latest consumer credit report by the Fed, which was just released, showed that in October, the trend continued. Total consumer credit rose by $27.1 billion, above last month's $25.8 billion. And I do believe that this is going to continually move up and up and up, because if you really look at it, and you look at revolving credit, which is the credit cards, well, they rose by $10.1 billion, up sharply from $7.9 billion last month. Now, why is this happening? Well, when you start to look at the bottom line, the state of the U.S. consumer is dire and getting worse. credit card debt is hitting a record high, and personal savings hit a 17-year low. So savings are going in the opposite direction. Credit cards are moving up. And as time goes on, as we see more and more energy inflation, which is going to drive inflation up because it costs a lot more to fill up the trucks, fill up trains, to deliver the products, we're going to see inflation reflected in the products in the stores, and people are going to be spending a lot more money. Now, there might be some employers say, okay, all right, things are getting out of hand right now. Inflation's out of control, so we're going to have to raise wages a little bit. Will they bring them up to where inflation is? Probably not. But as they do this, it means that that's going to cause more inflation, because what are these companies going to do? How do they pass on these costs? Well, they're going to pass it on to the everyday person. And the everyday person is then going to have to pay a lot more. And it's a cycle that just doesn't end, which means people are going to be using a lot more credit cards in the future. Now, while all this is happening, we know the deep state, the World Economic Forum, the private Western Central Bank, they are trying to bring down the entire economic system. And they don't want people looking at the alternative currencies like gold or Bitcoin or anything like that, because they want everyone to be moved into their central bank digital currency. But we could see out in Nigeria, they've been trying to do this for quite a while. Now they're putting pressure on the people by limiting them how much cash they can take out in the ATMs, because they're trying to force people into the central bank digital currency. But people now have a choice, because people say, okay, that's a digital currency, so is Bitcoin. Why can't we just use Bitcoin? And if there's enough people and enough businesses that are saying, let's use this instead of the central bank digital currency, there's going to be a shift in what people are doing. And I don't believe that the central bank digital currency is going to survive all of this. They will give it their best. They will push as hard as they possibly can. But you have to remember, the central bank, they know that their paper currency, their ridiculous digital blips that they create out of thin air, they know they're worthless. This is why there are central banks around the world. This is why they've always kept gold. This is why they continue to ramp up in gold purchases, because they understand that when the system collapses, which they're causing, they know that gold is a confidence builder. They know they need the gold. They need real money, because it's been around for thousands and thousands of years. So if you really look at what central banks have done, they have bought a net 399.3 tons of gold in July-September period, more than quadrupling on the year. And now this is according to a November report by the World Gold Council. And the latest amounts marks a steep jump from 186 tons in the preceding quarter and 87.7 tons in the first quarter, while the year-to-year date total alone surpasses any full year since 1967. And there's a lot of countries that are purchasing gold. Actually, one of the biggest purchasers is China. They ramped up their gold purchasing, and Russia's right behind them. So they're protecting themselves as we move forward, because they understand what is happening. Other countries, other central banks, they understand what is happening because they're all part of the system. And I do believe as we move forward and as the central bank, the World Economic Forum, pushes their agenda, more and more people are going to see very, very clearly what their true agenda is. And more people are going to push back, because this is not something the population of the world wants. Yes, you might have a small bit of the population saying, this will be great, I love to be controlled. But the rest are going to say, this is not going to work. This doesn't benefit the people. Remember, in the past, they were able to do this because the only piece of communication that people had was the propaganda outlets, which was the mainstream media. There was no social media. There was no way to get the word out to the masses. Today, it's very, very different. Today, the world can communicate with each other without the fake news in a split second, and people can see things that they've never seen before, which means the message can get out there very, very quickly, and people can start to understand what's really going on. And as the central bank, as the World Economic Forum pushes their agenda, this is what people are going to see, just like what happened with PayPal. This spread around social media platforms like there was no tomorrow. This is why PayPal had to come out with some type of explanation, which no one believed anyhow. Look what happened in Canada when they froze bank accounts. This went viral all over social media. People saw this very, very quickly. And people are seeing everything else. So every move they make It's under a microscope right now, and people are going to be reporting on it, which is going to cause the World Economic Forum and the Private Central Bank some problems here. Because how do you do this without people watching you very, very closely? It's pretty impossible. And I do believe this is why Trump, the Patriots, wanted all this to happen. He wanted the enemy to do what they do best. Why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? Let them continue on, because Trump, the Patriots, they can use this crisis against them, because now the people are going to have the knowledge. The people are going to see their true agenda, and the people with this knowledge can push against it. And this is how you bring down the private Western Central Bank. You use their crisis against them, and you have the people awake while all this is happening. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company, with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are panicking over the loss of their propaganda machines. Remember, their protection now is being stripped away from them. And actually, if you look at the fake news right now, they're in a lot of trouble. And Trump, he's been truthing out all different truths about how the fake news is going down the tube, signaling and letting us know that they are no longer the news. They are no longer in control of the narrative. And I do believe this is going to get worse and worse as time goes on. Think about what has been happening this entire time. Trump, he went ahead and he allowed the resident in the White House. And this was done on purpose because he needed to wake America up. He needed to shake them and say, look what's happening to our country. And this is the only way sometimes to wake people up, to really have them experience everything. And it's not just experiencing the economy. It's not just experiencing what's happening out in Afghanistan or Ukraine. It's not just experiencing what's happening down at the border. It's experiencing their infiltration of this country and where they want to bring this country. When everyone looks at the election and they look at election fraud and they say, why isn't anything being done about it? Well, how do you do something about it unless you know what's being done? And I do believe this is exactly what this is all about. This is about showing the people how the election fraud is done. Look how they cheat. You see, going back in time, people believed that the elections were secure. The elections were transparent. Now people are questioning the elections. Now the people are saying, well, wait a minute. There's problems here because we saw something strange in 2020 and it got a lot worse in 2022. And now the people are questioning it, just like the people are questioning the border. The people are questioning, why don't we have a wall on the border? The people are questioning what's going on in Ukraine. The people are questioning the economy. The people are questioning CRT. People are questioning the drag shows and pedophilia. People are questioning Balenciaga. People are questioning what Epstein was all about. People are now questioning all these things. And when people start to ask questions, this is where the deep state has a problem. Because the deep state doesn't want to answer these questions. They don't want anyone asking these questions. And more and more people ask questions about everything that they're seeing, that means more and more people are waking up. More and more people are looking at the situation and going, you know something? This country is not what I thought it was. things are really, really bad. And I do believe this is what Trump and the Patriots wanted. They wanted the resident in there for the Great Awakening. This wasn't by accident. This wasn't just, oh, let's just allow him to cheat and put him in there. The military, yes, they could have stopped this because the government was overthrown. But I do believe it was left up to Trump because the people needed to see this. The people need to understand the system. The people need to understand what they have done here. Because once they understand and they can think logically and they understand what this system is that they created, the people then can go and take it back. The people then can say, we don't want this. Just like the parents are saying, we don't want CRT. We don't want drag shows in the school. So what are they doing? They're making moves and they're removing the boards in their schools. The same thing's happening now with governments around the country. And I'm talking about your local governments. This was the plan to wake everyone up. And as people wake up, the fake news has less and less control. Less and less control of using their propaganda, which means as people continually wake up, the fake news, they lose their leverage. And now, since we have Elon taking over Twitter, they've lost a lot more. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them in the end. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to try something. Of course they are. But I do believe Trump, the Patriots, and we the people, we're in the driver's seat right now. We're driving the country to where we want it to go. Remember, they had many, many years where they were able to infiltrate the country and change things around. Now the people are pushing back. Now, does this happen overnight? No, yeah, we can arrest a couple of people in D.C. We can remove certain individuals. But what about the rest of the country? What about on the local level? Are we going to have mass arrests across the country with all the schools, with governments? No. The people in these areas must push back. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots have taken us down this path, because the more the people know, the more knowledge they have, the better they can fight. And they can fight with information, with facts and truth. And you can see that it is working right now. You can see the pushback is hard and strong, and it's going to get a lot worse for the deep state. Just look at the White House press secretary. Every time Ducey and the others ask questions, if you notice, she's just storming out now. She can't even answer questions. We have them on the run. You don't retreat, you move forward. And this is what people are going to do. And let's take a look at what's really happening right now. We'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. Look what's happening at the New York Times right now. 1,000 New York Times employees, they went on strike. So they're on strike right now. And Elon, he came out and said, woke versus woke. This is absolutely unbelievable. The fake news is in trouble right now. Trump, he put this out on True Social. The people that didn't show up to the New York Times today should never show up. Stay out forever. It's fake news. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about the fake news a little bit later, because Trump has been putting out a lot of truths about the fake news and how they're losing revenue, how it's completely imploding. And we'll be talking about that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with FTX, because we know Maxine Waters, she's doing this incredible investigation, which we know she's not. We know that she's friends with Sam. We know that Sam has been working with the deep state players. We know that a lot of these individuals were using him to launder a lot of money. And just right on schedule, we see Maxine Waters is saying that she is going to decline a subpoena for Sam Bankman-Fried. So she's not going to subpoena him. He's just such a nice guy. Why do this? Who cares where all the billions and billions of dollars went? But it seems that the Department of Justice and the SEC, they've launched a criminal investigation targeting Sam Bankman-Fried. Now, we'll have to see how this all plays out, because Sam Bankman-Fried, well, he was put into place by the deep state players. They were laundering money through Ukraine, and this was coming back to the deep state players, the D's. So, and also a lot of the rhinos. So this is going to be very interesting how this plays out. And I do believe this is going to change after January 3rd, because now there's going to be a new house. There's going to be a new set of individuals that are now in control. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, what's very interesting, Biden made a move today He did a prisoner swap with Russia. And everyone's looking at him going, what did you just do? This is the worst thing you have ever done. And actually, everything that he does, everything that he touches completely falls apart. I do believe this is what Trump and the Patriots wanted. They wanted the deep state players to do what they do best. Why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? Let them push their agenda, because everything that they do, the people, they're not going to go along with it. And we could see that's already happening right now. So Biden, he issued a statement demanding that Russia must release Brittany Griner. And very interestingly, the statement does not mention Mark Fogel. He's an American citizen who was caught with the same drug at the same Moscow airport and got an even heftier sentence. So this individual is a Marine. The other one is a basketball player. And Biden went ahead and freed the basketball player. And what did he do? Well, he released the Merchant of Death, an arms runner. And this guy is one of the most dangerous individuals in the world. So he gave up this person to bring home a basketball player, but left the Marine out in Russia. Hans on Twitter put this out and said, two Americans, same drug, same airport. One's a celebrity, the other isn't. Guess which one Biden is bailing out? Don Jr. on Twitter put this out. The same administration pushing gun control here at home, making it harder for law-abiding citizens to defend themselves and their families, just released an international arms dealer who conspired to kill Americans. Just let that sink in, folks. It's about control, not guns. Now, if you really look, you can see that Biden, he's following in the footsteps of Obama. Actually, Obama is telling him what to do. Remember, he's just a front man. And if you go back in time, we need to remember that the deep state, they hate the people of this country. They can't stand the Constitution. They think we're just insects that they can step on. And if we go back in time, and we go back to May 31st, 2014, Obama announced that he transferred five top Taliban officers and Guantanamo Bay detainees to Qatar in exchange for the release of Sergeant Bowie Bergdahl, who was held by the Taliban in Afghanistan. So he released many individuals for one. Keep that in the back of your mind right now. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, U.S. Marine Paul Whelan should have been the Biden regime's higher priority. That's a fact. But under no circumstances should an international arms dealer who targeted U.S. citizens, the Merchant of Death, Victor Bout, have been released. This is pure idiocy. And we can see the everyday person that's out in America, they're very confused in what is going on. We have Mika Parsons on Twitter said, my last tweet was not a shot at Brittany Griner. I'm super happy she's back home as she should be. I just have family who have served, and it's crazy to me that president wouldn't bring him home too. I'm the furthest thing from a Trump supporter, but I'm not a fan of Biden either. So a everyday football player is saying, listen, this is BS. What's going on here? This doesn't make sense. Senator Tom Cotton is out there, and he predicted that Biden's decision to trade imprisoned basketball player Brittany Griner for a notorious Russian arms dealer, Victor Bout, known as the Merchant of Death, is going to result in people dying as a rogue state's interpreter, the move as open season to arrest Americans. Really think about this for a second. And think about how Biden went about doing this. Just think about quid pro quo here. So Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman helped broker the dramatic prisoner swap between the U.S. and Moscow that sprang the WNBA star Brittany Griner from the Russian gulag, days after the Biden administration helped spike a lawsuit against the Saudi ruler. So he got rid of the lawsuit and Saudi Arabia helped broker the deal. This sounds a little like quid quo pro here, doesn't it? But think about what Trump did, and we need to go back in time for this. We have Obama trading five people for one. We have Biden out there trading the Merchant of Death for a basketball player. And if we go back in time to May 9, 2018, do you remember when Trump, he was able to free three wonderful gentlemen from North Korea? And he was able to do this without trading anyone. They just released the three. And this is what Trump said on Twitter. I am pleased to inform you that the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, is in the air and on his way back from North Korea with the three wonderful gentlemen that everyone is looking so forward to meeting. They seem to be in good health. Also, good meeting with Kim Jong-un, date and place set. So he was able to do this without trading anyone. Everyone see the difference now? Absolutely. This is peace through strength. Trump, he has leverage. He has strength. And this is how you use it to get what you want. And people now are looking at the difference. They're looking at Trump and they're looking at Biden. They're seeing Biden as weak and Trump as strong. This is what Trump put out on True Social. What kind of deal is it to swap Brittany Griner, a basketball player who openly hates our country, for the man known as the Merchant of Death, who is one of the biggest arms dealers anywhere in the world and responsible for tens of thousands of deaths and horrific injuries? Let's talk about protecting your wealth. 2022 has shown us what might be coming. So if you're fed up with everything being so expensive and the threat of a recession hanging over us, it's time to take action. A precious metal IRA uses tax-advantaged gold and silver to keep inflation at bay and give you protection from financial nightmares. And you'll get a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open up a qualifying IRA account this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Thick skin is for more than just protecting you against hurtful wounds. It also helps you keep looking young because aging turns your skin from thick and supple to thin and less elastic. Help fight wrinkles and sagging skin with Multicollagen. Multicollagen helps you improve your skin texture, hydration, skin elasticity. It's made with top 5 most critical research types of collagen that support your skin against wrinkles and sagging skin. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Why wasn't former Marine Paul Whelan included in this totally one-sided transaction? He would have been let out for the asking. What a stupid and unpatriotic embarrassment for the USA. And if you notice, it's one unpatriotic event after another, which is showing the people that Biden and all the people around him, they are not for the people of this country. They're not for the United States. They are for the deep state players. They work with the deep state players. They work with foreign governments. They're completely against the United States. And this is why they helped to infiltrate this country. This is why they helped to overthrow the duly elected president of the United States. This is why they cheat in the elections to get what they want. Remember, most of these people that are in office right now, the people that they want, they're installed. As people are starting to see, we don't have transparent elections. We don't have secure elections. We have installments. And I think people now are starting to see this very, very clearly. People are seeing the election fraud. It's no longer a conspiracy. It doesn't matter what they say. Oh, election denier, like they were denying the election in 2016. Those words are absolutely meaningless. You see, the people of this country, they want their vote to count. This is their sacred right. And they want the person they want. They don't want someone else in there because the deep state doesn't agree with we the people. And now I do believe people are starting to see this and it's becoming clearer and clearer right now. And they're questioning more and more about the elections, especially what's happening out in Arizona. Because now people saw what happened. And it's not this just happened because of it was a glitch. People are seeing that these individuals, they are actually cheating in the election. And this is not going to go away, just like everything else did not go away. This is going to build upon each other, and it's going to get stronger and stronger, and people are going to push back like we've never seen before. And this is something the deep state does not want, because their system is being exposed right now. Once their system is exposed, there's nothing else they can do. And if you notice, every step of the way, every piece of their system, and the system is made up of many, many different pieces, each piece is being exposed. And once it's exposed, it's game over for them. This is when the people take back control. And the people are going to be taking back control one piece at a time. I mean, look what's happening with our schools right now. Project Veritas is doing an incredible job. They go undercover and they capture video of all different people. And in their recent video, they captured the Chicago School Dean of Students bragging about how he organizes sexualization of minors in school, complete with butt plugs, dildos, and other sex toys for the students to play with. I mean, this is just absolutely unbelievable. I mean, the school, they shut down their entire Twitter account. So they must know what's going on because they put out a statement and they're backing this individual. I think there needs to be an investigation going on. I think we need to start to understand what's really going on in this school. And Project Veritas went after this individual at the school, following him around, and he ran into the school. This is how afraid they are. Once again, this is being exposed to the public. A lot of people believe that, no, this couldn't be happening in the school. This couldn't be what we have in our school system. The school systems have been infiltrated to weaken the children, to confuse the children. Because think about it. This is our future generations. If you can go after the children, if you can confuse them, if you can give them puberty blockers, if you can have them castrate themselves, if you can do all these things, what happens to the future generation of this country? It's destroyed. And that's what they were planning on. There'd be no one to fight back because everyone would be depressed on medication and there'd be no men left. And this is what they've been trying to do. Right now, we are stopping it before it gets a lot worse. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots, they had to step in. This is why they came in 2016, because they saw where this was all going and it was time to stop it. And they put forth a plan to wake the people up. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know there's going to be a lot of information coming out about pedophilia, child trafficking, and everything like that. And we know when Trump was in the White House, he signed many different executive orders going after child traffickers and human traffickers. And there was an event at Mar-a-Lago, and we can see the fake news. They're going crazy over this because we had Liz Crokin and many others at Mar-a-Lago, and Trump actually gave a speech there. And I think General Flynn was there and many others. Mary Flynn was there. I think there was a lot of people there, and this was caught on camera, and the fake news went crazy. And they're saying that Trump was hosting an event with QAnon and Pizzagate conspiracy theorists at Mar-a-Lago. Now, what's very interesting, wait until they find out that he's Q+. This is going to be absolutely unbelievable. But we could see what is happening right now. Everything the deep state told us that was conspiracy, everything that they told us was just crazy talk, it is all now coming true a little bit at a time. But it's building and building and building. Remember, you can't shove this down people's throats because they won't be able to swallow it. They need to take a little nibble, and digest it. And I do believe this is why we were told drip, 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 flood. Yes, those people that have been researching it, those people that have been hearing this for a very long time, they just want it to happen already. But the rest of the country, they're not ready for it. They need to receive this information a little bit at a time. And as they receive this information, they start to think, they start to ask questions, and they start to say, what's going on here? This doesn't make any sense. Now, some people, they're able to take a lot more than others, and other people can't take it because they don't want to hear it. But eventually what's going to happen, everyone is going to be on the same page. And yes, there'll be a certain little percentage that will never, never accept it. Later on, we'll have to explain it to them. But we could see we're heading in the right direction. Actually, if you look at the borders right now, and you see what Biden did just by making that one statement saying he doesn't have time to go down to the border. What do you think this did to the Border Patrol down at the border where the president can't even take the time to go down there and to see what's happening? Well, we know why he doesn't want to go down there because this is part of their agenda. He doesn't want the cameras down there following him around, seeing how bad it really is. And remember, Biden, he has plenty of time to go on vacation. He has plenty of time to do other things. And actually, the Border Patrol Union, they put this out on Twitter, and it seems that they're pretty darn pissed here. And this is coming from the Border Patrol Union, NBPC, and it says, visiting an ice cream shop, very important. Visiting our border, where illegal immigration, deaths, escapes, and fentanyl smuggling set new records nonstop with thousands dying as a result, not important. You think they're pretty angry? Bill Malugan put this out on Twitter. He said the following, an observation on sinking Border Patrol morale. One day after president says the border isn't important enough to visit, a BP agent dies in a line of duty. I have not seen any reaction from the White House, i.e. his death. White House also never apologized for pushing false whip claims. So the Border Patrol agents, they're becoming very, very angry. And really think about what is happening right now. The people are becoming angry with Biden. The people that work for the government, they're becoming angry with Biden. The military is becoming angry with Biden. It's not looking good for Biden and the puppet masters, does it? And then take this to the next level. Think about all the information now that is coming out against the Biden administration, and Twitter is now putting this information out. Now, Elon, he released certain information. He's promising there's going to be more information, and people are still questioning Elon. Now, remember, actions show us everything. So will Elon follow through on everything else? Well, he did get rid of James Baker. He did release some information. Let's see if he follows through and brings out the rest, because I do believe what he has with DMs, private accounts, it's going to be pretty darn bad. But he is bringing up accounts. He hasn't brought up every single person yet. Hopefully he will do this. But he brought up Roger Stone and Lara Loomer. And Roger Stone put this out on Twitter. It says, appears that my friend Lara Loomer is back on Twitter, and both of them now are back on Twitter. But we could see the deep state players, they are screaming and yelling at Elon right now because they don't like what's going on. And they're trying to push fake information like they always do. It's propaganda. And we have Melonhead Adam Schiff out there on Twitter. And he said the following on Elon's Musk Twitter: slurs against black people have tripled. Slurs against women are up 33%. Slurs against Jewish people are up 61%. And slurs against gay men are up 58%. These numbers are abysmal and unacceptable. Today, Representative Mark Takano and I are demanding action. Well, Elon responded to this and says, false. Hate speech impressions are actually down by one third for Twitter now versus prior to acquisition, at Community Notes. So Elon is always pushing back, showing that, no, what they're saying is not true. Now, once again, they're going to keep screaming and yelling about this. And I do believe Elon is going to produce facts to show that, no, what you're saying is not true. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is Kash Patel. He put out a truth going after Elon Musk, and he says, Twitter files. So far, it's the largest disinformation cover-up operation in media history. Yes, you read that right. Until Elon releases every email and contract between Twitter, FBI, Perkins Coie, James Baker, and the fake news, then it's all optics BS. Elon says he's transparency. Well, he faked it like the media in Russiagate. Selectively choosing what's released makes him worse than the government gangsters he is covering for. Need an assist? Watch how it is done. Hashtag FWK. So this is the plot against the president, the documentary. Now, Cash is right. He needs to start releasing all the information. I mean, he keeps telling us that Twitter is transparent. So far, he's been doing certain things. But to continue this and make it completely transparent, people are going to call him out on this. And if he doesn't make it all transparent, well, then there's going to be a problem on Twitter. So far, he has removed James Baker. He has released certain information, not a lot. He promised us more. And let's see where this goes. Because if he starts releasing it, and he shows us that, yes, he's being completely transparent, then we could say, okay, yes, Elon's on the up and up. But if he says we don't have any information because it's all deleted, I can't find anything, then we know we have a problem. Let's see how this completely plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we're starting to see governors right now. They are now blocking TikTok. First, we had Governor Noem. She blocked TikTok. Now we have Texas Governor Abbott. He is banning TikTok on state devices. Now remember, they can only block it on state devices. They don't have the power to block it privately. Now remember, when Trump was in the White House, he did write an executive order saying TikTok must be banned. And what did Biden do? He reversed that. And that tells you everything you need to know, because now we're starting to see governors, they're starting to ban TikTok on state devices. Let's see who's next, because we're going to see a lot more governors go down this path. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is it has to do with Zelensky and the war in Ukraine. Now, Time Magazine, they decided to make him Person of the Year. And now, remember, this individual is working with neo-Nazis. This individual has been lying. This individual works for the deep state. This individual has been taking trillions of dollars from the taxpayers of this country. And it only cost him, what, $100 billion or so, or even more, to get Person of the Year in Time. So it looks like he purchased his way onto this magazine. Cat Turd said the following: wow, and it only cost us $100 billion while our vets live under bridges. What a great deal. And we know that Time Magazine and all these other fake news publications, they're all part of the system. They're all part of the deep state system. And this is why they do it. And if you really look at Twitter and you look at the other social media platforms, if you notice the bots and everything else, everyone that's controlled, they always work with the deep state where they put the flag or they put the vaccine. They always work with the deep state to push the narrative and the agenda. But I do believe that this is about to change and we're going to see something completely different now because the fake news, they're having problems. The people are thinking logically. The propaganda is slipping away. They can't control the narrative anymore. And those people that are going to be screaming the loudest, those are the people that have committed the crimes. Those are the people that are treasonous. Those are the people that are panicking right now. And we're starting to see this, and we're starting to see the people start to scream or start to push to get Trump. And this is why they brought in Jack Smith. This is why they went after Mar-a-Lago. This is why the January 6th Unselect Committee is going to make criminal referrals for indictments. You can see that these individuals, these are the people that are screaming the loudest. These are the people that are panicking right now because everything that they tried to do, everything that the deep state, the big pharma, the WHO, the World Economic Forum, everything that they tried to do is completely falling apart. Take a look at the pandemic, for example. They were hoping, let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest prepared company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. That everyone was going to get vaccinated. They thought they had it. Like everyone would just accept it and everyone would get vaccinated. There'd be no questions asked. And if you notice, we had the UK. Now we have Canada, where they have billions of dollars worth of vaccines that they have to throw away. They have to dispose of it, which tells you that the people, they're not going along with this. They're not getting vaccinated. So in Canada, they're set to dispose 1 billion worth of COVID vaccines before the end of the year. So really think about this for a second. They did a report, and this is coming from the Auditor General, and in her report, Hogan found that there are tens of millions of doses in provincial and federal warehouses. At the end of May 2022, there were 32.5 million doses in inventory, and using unclassified and public documentation, they estimated those doses to be worth about $1 billion. So the people, they're not getting their boosters. Yes, some of them expired because nobody wanted them. And now they're just disposing of them. Who paid for all this? Oh, that's right. The people once again. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the effects of the vaccine and the boosters. And I do believe this is why people now are not going out lining up to get their boosters because they're starting to see in the news, and I don't mean the fake news. I'm seeing everywhere else in social media, people are starting to see that, wow, there's a lot of people dropping dead suddenly. There's a lot of people that are ill. A lot of people know friends and family members that are getting ill from the boosters. Illnesses that they've never had before. Illnesses where the young people are getting myocarditis. Now, yesterday, I talked about Rod Stewart, and I mentioned that it was his daughter. It's actually his son. His son, 11 years old. It looks like he might have had some type of heart problem or a heart attack. But you need to go back in time and realize what Rod Stewart, during his concert, what he said. He was only allowing triple vaccinated guests into the Christmas party as he blasts the killer anti-vaxxers. And now his 11-year-old son has heart problems. If we look at Celine Dion, the real Toria Brooke on True Social put this out. Celine Dion has been diagnosed with an incurable rare neurological disorder called stiff person syndrome, which makes muscles rigid. She freezes up like a statue. And then we have a six-year-old Canadian kid that dies suddenly after suffering a massive stroke. And they're saying that she had the flu, and they're saying that she was diagnosed with myocarditis. So was she vaccinated? And people are saying, yes, she was vaccinated. So look what's happening right now. We're starting to see a lot of individuals, and this is just a small little group. There are many, many others that where we see athletes just dropping dead, where we see like wrestling professionals just getting heart attacks. We see young children having myocarditis. Actually, the Florida Surgeon General put out a study showing that, yes, this does happen. Actually, now there's a lot more peer-reviewed documentation showing that, yes, this is what's happening. I think right now we're seeing a lot more problems with the vaccine, with the drug, actually, than we are with COVID. Because remember, COVID, that was created by using statistical information, by using a faulty test. Now we're actually seeing people get ill, people coming down with strange illnesses. It seems that everything's been accelerated in these people, and these illnesses that might have not shown up for years and years and years, they're showing up now, which I find very interesting. Or maybe the vaccine is just causing all of this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that Illinois, they are ready to sign its own death warrant. Why? Because they're doing the same thing that California did, New Jersey did, New York did, and they're just going to let the criminals out on the street. Now, think about this for a second. Think about what's about to happen, because remember, the fake news is building the narrative that the MAGA supporters, they're going to be violent, they're domestic terrorists. So if they have the criminals on the streets, if they can use and control the criminals in all of this, could they stage some type of civil unrest? And yes, throw in Antifa, yes, throw in neo-Nazis, throw in BLM members, throw in all these people. Can they do us? It's starting to seem that way. Just like they did in January 6th. January 6th, again, I'll say it again, it was a cover-up for the insurrection on November 3rd. They needed something to cover all this up and create chaos. But now we're starting to see more and more of the players come out. Blueprint on Telegram put this out, and this is a tweet from Terrence Williams. And it says, Kathy Griffin hanging out with the January 6th Capitol Police officer. They are drinking out of F. Trump mugs. He testified during the January 6th hearing. I don't trust anything that comes out of his mouth, and I don't believe everything they say about January 6th. Who's with me? People are starting to really think about what happened in January 6th, and as the evidence is being produced, I don't think the people are believing the story they're telling. I think people are starting to realize, you know something? It wasn't the Trump supporters. It seems that this was kind of planned here. Now, Julie Kelly put this out on Twitter. She says, not normal, not at all. Don't forget, Fanone, the same person that was shown with Kathy Griffin, this officer Fanone is the son of a high-powered DC lawyer connected to Democrats. Think about this for a second. Think about what has been going on. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that Ray Epps was part of the January 6th cover-up, and we know that the January 6th Unselect Committee, they are protecting him because he's a confidential human source. And if we go back to what Cash said that this was in the works for like probably over a year, because you don't get all these people together. You don't have this stage like this at a moment's notice. This has to be planned. And I do believe he is absolutely correct. Now, Trump, he decided to retruth Kathy Albino on True Social. And this is a very interesting truth. It says, if Ray Epps isn't charged, it's all BS. He's clearly seen on video organizing people to go in. And she's absolutely right. He's the one who is orchestrating all this. He's the one that was telling people to go in there, and they're protecting him. This tells you everything you need to know. And what we're seeing right now is we're seeing the swamp being drained. And I don't mean just the deep state with the D's. I'm talking about the rhinos also. What we're witnessing right now is the draining of the swamp. And the people are going to force certain individuals out. I do believe McConnell's going to be forced out in the end. I do believe Ronna McDaniel is going to be forced out in the end. And DC Drano put this out, and he's referring to Kurt Schlichter on Twitter. And Kurt says, I hear that some troubling things might soon come out. I think GOP chairwoman would be doing a service to the party to step aside graciously. But if it takes a fight to root her out, the base is ready for it. Put the party first, Rona. DC Drano and True Social responded to this and said, Rona McFailure can resign or she can be forced out in disgrace. Her choice. Absolutely. Then we had Trump. He put this out on True Social. He said, being a rhino in the Republican Party is like living in the past. Nothing good comes from them. Make America great again. And yes, the rhinos are the past. The people see who the rhinos are. This is why McConnell, his ratings are so low. This is why all these people are being forced out. Their day of reigning over the Republican Party is coming to an end. The D's, their party, is coming to an end. The Patriots, the MAGA supporters, they're the ones who are now going to be the strength of this country. And we can see that things are changing right now. And the swamp is being drained slowly but surely. Now, out in Georgia, we can see that they cheated once again. They installed Warnock, and Herschel Walker didn't win. But Julian Drum, he put this out on True Social, and he said the following. So Warnock won early voting by 17% in the general election. Then he won it by a whopping 28% in the runoff. That's an 11% change in victory margin. Meanwhile, Walker's turnout increased by 15% for day of voting in the runoff, yet somehow his margin of victory for day of voting decreased by 3% versus the general 25% versus 28%. Early voting seems to be where the effery is happening now, like they're switching day of R votes to early D votes. Absolutely. And what's very interesting is Trump's record is absolutely incredible. Yes, there were some losses. You can't have a perfect win. But you can see with everyone that he endorsed, there was a red wave. Yes, the deep state players, they were going to cheat. And they had to cheat very, very hard to keep their installed corrupt leaders in place. I do believe Trump, the Patriots, wanted people to see this because without seeing their system, without seeing them cheat in it, without them seeing them doing all these things, how do you start to understand it? And I'm not talking about the people that watch 2,000 Mules, that are researching Dominion, looking into the ballots. I'm talking about the everyday person who's not really paying attention, hears about election fraud, really doesn't believe it until they start seeing it. And I do believe this is what this is all about. The people need to see and understand their system so they can go and make changes. Just like the parents needed to see what was being taught in the schools. They needed to see the CRT. They needed to see the grooming. They needed to see the pedophilia books. They needed to see all this. Well, this is what's happening now with the elections and everything else. The people are experiencing it and seeing it so they can make changes. And Trump's record is absolutely incredible. He put this out on True Social. 232 out of 252 midterm races won who had my endorsement. And the fake news is working overtime to try and create the most negative narrative possible. No, the real reasons were other than Trump, and I can name them all. And if you really start to look at why there were losses and why we didn't have more people winning, well, when you start to look at the rhinos, it kind of explains it all. McConnell cut funding from competitive races and sent money to try and protect rhinos from MAGA challengers. The Senate Leadership Fund brought in $250 million during the midterm election cycle. At the end of the midterm, they still had $40 million left in the fund. Why wasn't this money used in these key states? And according to Open Secrets, the Senate Leadership Fund, the Republican Senate Super PAC, brought in $250 million this midterm election because they didn't want MAGA to take over. They're trying to keep their power. Remember, they're rhinos, Republicans in name only. And that explains it all. And Trump just completely exposed them all. Because look, he endorsed these people. The rhinos didn't back him up. So are they really part of the Republican Party? They are not. But Seth Keschel, and thank you, Seth Keschel, for putting this out, he's letting everyone know how we can tackle this. Remember, this is about exposing their system. We're living in their system. So while we live in their system, we need to expose their system. It's almost like Morpheus with Neo. when Morpheus brought Neo back into the Matrix and they were walking down this street, Morpheus was saying, look at all these people. They're not ready to see the system. They're not ready to wake up. So we need to slowly expose these people to the system so they can wake up. Because if we just let them be, they would never know what the system was. This is why Trump allowed the resident to be put into place. This is why he needed the people to wake up. This is why he needed the people to see the system. Now, the system is made up of many different parts. We're seeing it in the school system. We definitely see it in DC. We're seeing it in Hollywood. We're seeing it in the corporations. We're seeing it in retail. We're seeing it in many different places. The people now are seeing it in the elections. And this is very important. This is what Seth Cashel put out on True Social. Two bodies can reverse fraudulent elections, legislatures and courts. One body can reform, make election law, legislatures. One body can strike down unlawful legislation regarding elections, courts. Take your anger to your county commissioners and see where they stand on using canvassings to remove fraudulent voters. Their willingness to abandon machines and removing drop boxes if they have them. We have 3,143 counties and independent cities, and this is needed in every one of them. So all the people sitting back going, there's nothing can be done. We can't do anything. This is how you do it. If you understand the system and you understand what to do, you can go out and make a difference. The parents saw what was happening in their school system. The parents said, enough is enough. Now we need to do this with the elections. What do? You go to the county commissioners, you go to your local government, and you push this as hard as you can. And you make changes. Just like we're making changes at the high level, we need to make changes at the low level. And when all these changes come together, what are we doing? We're removing the infiltration piece by piece. This is how the people take back the country. This is how people make their move. And along the way, look what's happening to the fake news. They are losing their power. Julian Drum on True Social put this out, and he said, Trump posted 8 different articles about massive layoffs at big media orgs and shows all the posts from Trump, CNN, Washington Post, KPR, NBC Universal, CBS, The Scoop, AMC. It's brewing right now. Burning Bright responded to Julian's Rum and said the following. I see lots of people constantly worrying about how exposure is going to occur if CNN doesn't report the truth. Guys, where we're going in the world we're building, we don't need CNNs. The transition has already begun. We are the news now. Wasn't a joke. It wasn't hopium. It wasn't some cute saying. It was the truth. Absolutely. And if we're all sitting back expecting the fake news to start reporting true information, that's not going to happen. If they eventually do, it'll be years and years later after the fact. But we can't wait for that. We need to continually push out the truth. We need to get back on Twitter. We need to push it out on True Social. We need to put it out on Rumble. We need to keep pushing as digital soldiers. This is how you take back the country, and this is how you destroy the fake news. Because the people, they want the truth. As people wake up, they want information. They want the truth. And the truth is going to hurt the deep state. This is why this is an information war. This is why people had to be brought to the uncomfortable position to make change. The parents, they were brought to an uncomfortable position, and they said enough is enough. Parents continually went to the board, and when the board didn't want to do anything, what did they do? They said, you know something? We got to remove the board now because they're not listening to us. We put them in place. They don't want to listen. We need to remove them. This is what's happening in this country. We already took the first step. We went out. We had a red wave. We got the House. We weren't going to take over the entire government. We weren't going to take over the entire country. We're playing in their system. We took over the House. Now we can start investigations. Now we can start looking at what they did here. And this is how it begins. But it doesn't end this way. It ends when we take more and more of their system away from them and we return the system back to the people. And these people are going to scream and yell like we've never seen before. Let's go back to post 2576. This is December 10, 2018. It says, those with the most to lose are the loudest. Those who knowingly broke the law in a coordinated effort, treason, are the most vocal. Crimes against humanity. And that's what we're going to see. As these people lose their leverage, as these people lose their protection, they're going to be screaming so loud that people are going to actually be able to point them out saying, you are the criminal, you are the treasonous individual that corrupted our government, our country, and everything else. The people are going to see them very, very easily. Soon, these people won't be able to walk down the street. And I do believe we are on our way, and we will take back this country. Justice is coming. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. 2022 has shown us what might be coming. So if you're fed up with everything being so expensive and the threat of a recession hanging over us, it's time to take action. A precious metal IRA uses tax-advantaged gold and silver to keep inflation at bay and give you protection from financial nightmares. And you'll get a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open up a qualifying IRA account this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Thick skin is for more than just protecting you against hurtful wounds. It also helps you keep looking young because aging turns your skin from thick and supple to thin and less elastic. Help fight wrinkles and sagging skin with multi-collagen. Multi-collagen helps you improve your skin texture, hydration, skin elasticity. It's made with top five most critical research types of collagen that support your skin against wrinkles and sagging skin. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com.